Hello and welcome to lesson number 4 in the little book of 2 Peter. Remember, he said, if you do these things, you shall never fall. You need to look at the previous lessons to see what all those things are. Today we begin in chapter 2 and verse number 1. It says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now we have this little word, but. It is used to introduce something contrasting with what has been just previously mentioned. The word occurs in the Bible, the word but, almost 4,000 times. Now, in the previous chapter, in the last verse, it says, for the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. So the prophecy did not come by the will of man. There's one thing. In contrast to the will of man, we have holy men of God that spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. Now, in the very next verse, which is our first verse of chapter 2, it says, but, again, a contrast, there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false teachers among you. So it's important. It is very important to understand that the Bible says there was men of God, and there was false prophets, and there was false teachers. Now, the thing is, that is so extremely important and seems to be being ignored today, is these false teachers, he said, are among you. They're in our churches. They are going to come in, the Bible says, and they're going to bring in a damnable heresy. It says these false teachers are among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. Now, the first thing it says is they did this privily. We find that word used back in 1 Samuel chapter 24 and verse number 4 when David arose and cut off the skirt of Saul's robe privily. Now what was happening there was Saul was chasing David, you remember, in the wilderness. Saul got tired, he was sleeping in a cave, and David came along and cut off the robe. Now, if you're going to do something privily, you're going to do it while somebody's asleep. And in the New Testament, Jesus gave us a parable, and he said, while men slept, the enemy came in and sowed seeds among the wheat, sowed tares among the wheat. Now, usually that picture is someone out in the field throwing the seeds in the field. That's not what it is. It says he sowed them among the wheat. And so while men slept, the devil came in, or he sent his workers to do that, and he sowed some seeds among the wheat, and then the sleepy preacher got awake and went out, and half awake and half asleep and not realizing what he was doing, he actually sowed the tares out in the field among the wheat that he sowed. And those tares have been brought in recent years saying there's no need to repent. That is a damnable heresy. And the Bible says it will be brought in while men slept, particularly while preachers slept. Now, on the subject of repentance, Jesus said, I tell you nay, but except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. He said it again 2 verses later, because maybe we're slow to catch on, I tell you nay, except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Acts chapter 17 and verse number 30 says, God commandeth all men everywhere to repent. I wonder what part of that is too difficult to understand. 2 Corinthians we read, for godly sorrow worketh repentance to salvation. And in Acts 11, then hath God also to the Gentiles granted repentance unto life. That is an important verse. Some people argue and they say, well, repentance is work if you have to repent. No, God granted it. it. It's a gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. And so what has happened in recent days is we have taken repentance out and brought in damnable heresies. And by the way, it was fundamental, independent Baptist preachers who promoted that in the last few years. Now, we read in the Bible, there was and there shall be. It says, but there were false prophets also among the people, even as there shall be false prophets among you, who privily shall bring in damnable heresies, even denying the Lord that bought them, and bring upon themselves swift destruction. There were and there shall be. He uses the word even here because it's used to emphasize something surprising or extreme. Even denying the Lord that brought them. Denying is rejecting the truth. What is happening today is fundamental independent Baptist pastors, let's get it straight today, are choosing sides rather than choosing truth. It says here that they are denying the Lord that bought them, redeemed them. This is saved Christian preachers bringing in a damnable heresy. And the problem is many shall follow their pernicious ways, by reason of whom the way of truth shall be evil spoken of. Pernicious, that means having a harmful effect, especially in a gradual or subtle way. That is exactly what's going on. And it goes on to say that the way of truth will be evil spoken of by those who are promoting these damnable heresies. In 3 John 1:9-10, we have an example of that where he said, I will remember his deeds which he doth, prating against us with malicious words. But the Bible says, it's prophesied here in the last day, that there will be those who will speak evil of the way of truth. Excuse me. So we read in 2 Peter chapter 2, verse 3, that they will make merchandise of you. That's an interesting word. They will make merchandise. When someone's going to sell a product, going to sell cars, whatever it might be, you have to figure out how to merchandise your product. And what we have here is what apostates will say about those who stand true in the age of apostasy. They will merchandise their damnable heresies. They will criticize those who stand for the truth. If you don't believe that, ask David Cloud how he's standing for the truth. He supports everything he says with multitudes of scriptures. But oh no, we're going to speak evil of him because we just don't like the fact that he is standing for the truth. And for the most part, preachers today don't have the intestinal fortitude to do the same thing. Now we look in the Bible and we see some examples. There's three examples. God spared not the angels that sinned, he spared not the old world, and he spared not the cities of Sodom and Gomorrah. It's interesting in those stories that it says he saved Noah and he delivered Lot. This is a type of the rapture that occurs before the judgment falls, which is going to be very soon. In 2 Peter chapter 2 and verse 9, I'm glad this verse is there, it says, the Lord knoweth how to deliver the godly out of the temptations, and to reserve the unjust unto the day of punishment, under the day of judgment to be punished. Now, one thing I really like about the fact the Lord knows how, the Bible says, and shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Now we look at the ungodly of the last days. We've seen three of them that were there of the past. Then we'll look at ungodly ones in the next messages along here in this chapter. In the last days, and here we have in 2 Peter 3:3, the last days, in 2:9, the day of judgment, in 3:10, the day of the Lord, and then we have the day of God. And so the focus changes there, and we need to look at that as we look at those verses. Once again, I am glad the Lord knoweth how to reserve the unjust unto the day of judgment to be punished. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? I'm glad that I don't have to be that judge, but he knows what to do, and he will do it right. Now, we have 2 Peter 2 and verse 10, chiefly them. That's an interesting phrase. But chiefly them that walk after the flesh in the lust of uncleanness and despise government, presumptuous are they, self-willed, they are not afraid to speak evil of dignities. Now, who are these people that is referring to here? Well, as you go down from verse number 10 through 17, and I'm not going to read them all, but you can read them in verse 10, and again 12, 13, 14, 15, and 17. And I've highlighted the ones here that says in verse 12, they will be destroyed. They shall utterly perish. Verse number 14, they're cursed children. And verse number 17, to whom the midst of darkness is reserved forever. And so they are obviously talking here of people who are unsaved. Now, in our next meeting, we're going to look at the promoters of apostasy. It says in 2 Peter 2:18, for when they speak great swelling words of vanity, they allure through the lust of the flesh, through must wantonness, those who were clean escaped from them who live in error. Be sure to be with us for our next lesson.